Today's shiur is Masechta Yevamos Mustafa Ayin Vav. We will begin on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph at the end of the second line. Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Nika Venistam. If the Nekev, if the hole from which the Zera is supposed to come out of the body was closed up, Kol She'ilu Nikri V'Nikra, if it's such a situation that were the semen to come out, it would cause a rip puzzle, and that person is considered a krus shifcha. If you laugh, but if it isn't in such a way, kosher. Interesting, machloikus rishonim, how to understand this gemara, because this is a situation where a person is sick. And yesterday we said that most rishonim say that if someone's sick, he's considered a sris chama, and he's not considered a saurus anyway. So what's the situation? So some rishonim, the ones that hold that illness does not consider sris chama, have a very simple way of explaining the gemara. The rishonim hold that disease does indeed make a person of a sris chama. They explain our gemara is not really speaking about the status of the person. The person's sris chama, and as we said yesterday, a sris chama is perfectly permitted to get married in the Jewish people. The issue is, if such a person will have a child, we know he's not the father because it's impossible for him to have children. Havaba Rava. So Rava wanted to understand this Gemara. Heicha. Exactly where is this hole? Ilaim lamata miatara. If it's towards the tip of the atara, so as we learned yesterday, afila nechrasnami, if it were to be cut off, it would not disqualify the individual. Ela b'tara atzmit. On the atara itself, and now the question is, what kind of a hole is it? What kind of a rip is it? Et menami omer Rav Mori Bamar, omer Marmuk, omer Shmuel, nika batara atzma, we have this kind of hole, venistam, and then it gets closed up. Kol shenikri venikra, if keri were to come out, it would cause the hole to open up. Puzzle, that person is disqualified. Vilav, he's kasha. Sholach le rava berei the rava le Rav Yosef. So Rava sent to Rava the following question. How do we examine this individual to tell what kind of a hole it is? Because what is the issue here? The issue is, we know, this is a very relevant issue, la'alocha l'maisa. There's a'alocha that one is not allowed to be moitzi zera levatala. He's not allowed to cause semen to leave the body only in during the act of having relations. So how can we cause him to have zera come out of his body? And as the Mashal and many other Paiskim explain the Gemara, there are two separate issues involved in causing zera to leave the body. One is the actual Hitzah zera, the zera leaving the body, Levatola. So the Mashal and many other Paiskim say that when it's for the purpose of being able to get married, we want to know if this person can get married or not, so it's for the purpose of Puru Revu, there is no issue of Hitzah Zera Levatala. Again, not to be taken lightly. The only time we can rely on this heter is when there's no other option. For example, the Paiskim discuss such a shaila. The Gemara Masechta Nida Shulchan Aruch discusses at length a person who's Roya Dam Machmas Tashmish, a woman who has dam every time she has relations, that her husband is not allowed to remain married to him. Again, there are discussions at length exactly how we determine that a woman falls into that category, Rachmana Litzlan. So what happens if there's blood on the sheet, and we don't know if it came from him or from her? And the only way we could do that examination is making him expel Zera. Do we allow it or not? And there the Paiskim are not so quick to be lenient, because they say that perhaps they should get divorced, and he should marry another woman. Here, however, there's no other way of examining and knowing what is this person's status. So the issue of Hitzah Zera Levatala, that issue, the Paiskim say the Gemara is teaching us, is not the issue. But there's another issue. One is not allowed to cause the Zera to come out. The act of causing it to come out is another Avera. One is not allowed to use parts of his body to make that Zera come out. So now the question is, Hey Chavdinen, what do we exactly do to cause Zera to come out that we could examine him? Says the Gemara, Amalei, Meisina Naham Mechamim Midasari, we bring hot barley bread, and we put it on his rectum, and that causes heat, mikri, and that causes the zera to come out of his body, and like that we could examine what is his status. Omer Abaye, so Abaye says, and the way most Mepharshim explain the Gemara is that why do we have to go through such a difficult and complicated procedure? Is everybody like Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu never had any bad machshavas that it should cause zera to come out of his body. But most people aren't like that. So what are we worried? Ata that he never had any zera come out of his body. Ella Amar Abaye. All we need to do is Marvina Kamei Bigdei Tzavoyim, pass in front of him women's clothing, which will cause him to have those kind of machshavas, and will ultimately bring zera to come out. The Paiskim again point out, certainly not the clothing of someone he knows. That would be a terrible aveira. Just bring in front of him women's clothing, which will cause this to happen. Amar Rava, so Rava goes to the other way. Is everybody like Barzillai HaGalodi? As we remember from Nach, the story of Barzillai HaGalodi, Imam Sechta Shabbos discusses this. When David was running away from Avshalom, and he and his people were famished, Barzillai HaGalodi came out to greet him and give him food. Then, ultimately, when David and his people were coming back to Yerushalayim, they went and thanked Barzillai HaGalodi. They were makatoi for what he did to them and gave them when they were in time of need. And David invited him to come back and live with him and be a member of his household in Yerushalayim. So Barzillai HaGalodi tells him, there's no point. I'm already an old man and I don't know the difference between toi v'ra. I won't appreciate the wonderful food and the wonderful luxury I'll live in your home. And as the Gemara Masechta Shabbos explains, Barzillai HaGalodi wasn't really that old. He was 80 years old. And the Gemara says that there was a maid who lived in Rebbe's home who was 92 years old, and she was able to taste the food if it was tasty and if it was properly seasoned. And he's only 80 years old. Just zikna kaftsalov. Since he was a person that lived with this kind of immoral thoughts, such a person zikna kaftsalov. So the Gemara asks, is everybody like Barzillai HaGalodi that has these bad thoughts? El says the Gemara, Mechvata Kishnina Mekara, we have no other option. Rather, the only option the Gemara gives how to cause a person to have this zera leave his body is by doing this procedure of putting the barley on his rectum. Rashi, the Tosfos, the Rishonim discuss here, Yaakov Avinu says, Koichi Voracious Oini, that the first time he ever ejaculated from his body was when he had his first time relations with Leah. So one question is, the Torah calls a Bechor Reishis Oinai. Every Bechor that we've discussed so many times, a Bechor is entitled to a double portion of inheritance, is called Reishis Oinai. If Pshat in Al Gemara is the Reishis Oinai means it's the first time, so what would happen if a man had a son who's a Bechor, but it's not the first time that he ever had an emission? Would that child not be called a Bechor? It's not Reishis Oinai. So Mepharshim explained by Yaakov Avinu, the Pasuk already says that Reuven Bechori Ata, that Reuven is called the Bechor. Why does the Torah have to add Koichi Vereishis Oini to indicate that by Reuven it was that situation, not necessarily by every Bechor is that the situation. But now there's another question. Yaakov Avinu is taking pride that he never had an emission prior to getting married. So, asked Mepharshim, the Gemara in Masechta Nedarim says that one of the ways that we find children are not the way we want our children to be is a b'nei tumura. If someone is having relations with his wife, and tumura, he's thinking about someone else. So yes, this is the first time Yaakov Avinu is having an emission, but when he was having relations with Leah, he was thinking she was Rachel. So why is that not called a b'nei tumura? So Mepharshim give a number of answers. One answer is that it's only when a person intentionally thinks about someone else when he's having relations. Yaakov wasn't doing it intentionally wrong. It was an honest mistake. He thought it was Rachel. Another pshat I saw is the b'nei tumura is when one thinks about a different wife. He wasn't thinking about a different wife. He was thinking about one wife altogether, and that's why she's not called a B'nai Temura. Tanrabon. So the Gemara says, Nikev, if there's a hole, possibly he's considered a Krush Shivcha. B'nei Shushaisis, because then the Zera, as it leaves the body, does not go out with force. And as we learned earlier many times, Zera only has the ability to cause conception if it's Yorik Echetz. It goes out with force. Nistam, if it's, however, if the hole is closed up, kosher neshumoylet, he will be able to have children. This is a kind of disease that even if a person has this problem, it could be healed. Says the Gemara, zeh lemuti mai. What does it mean, come to exclude? Lemuti klurum sh'olam machmas makabereya deina krum. We know, Mar Masechta Chulin discusses this, that if there's a hole in the reya, in the lungs, then the animal's a treifa. What will be if there'll be a krum, if there'll be a covering, if there's an adhesion closing the hole? The animal's still considered a treifa. So that's the difference between here and a treifa. By a treifa, once there's a hole, the animal remains a treifa forever. Here, if there's a hole and it's clogged up, it's not a treifa. And it's interesting, the Yamshel Shloima says that even if the doctors indicate that this hole will open up again, as long as it's closed, the person is not considered a krush shivcha. Continues the Gemara. Shalach le'rav idi bar oven la'abaya. Heiche avdinen. Exactly what do we do to heal a person with this problem? Says the Gemara. Me'sinen tz'art, that we bring a barley, u'me'sartinele, and we, you know, we trim the cut, u'me'sinen tarba, then we bring animal fat, v'shayfinon, and we smear it on the affected area. Umazinen shumshla gamla, we bring a large ant, umanachtinale, and we'll have him bite that area. Upaskinale l'raisha. So where the Mefarshim explains like this, this is, I guess, the earliest form of stitching. They trim the hole, and then they put the two sides of the hole as close together as possible. Then they bring an ant to bite it, and they cut off the head of the ant and leave it there. And like that, the skin is attached by the head of the ant that gave a bite there until the skin grows back together and the ant's head dissolves. The first form of stitching. Says the Gemara, v'hani mili cotton. This will only work by a small hole. That's the way most Mepharshim learn. If it's a large hole, this won't work because mikbuli mikbal. It'll just open up. No, I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Avharzala, v'davka sarta. Only using a barley to make this trimming will work. Avharzala, using metal, mizasarf, will only make it worse. I think maybe part of pshat is the metal may infect the area. V'hani mili cotton, only if there's a small hole. Avagodl, a large hole, mikbuli mikbal, it can never be closed up properly. Another pshat is, hani mili cotton. If the person is young, so he's still more able to heal. So we go through this process, the skin can grow back together. Avagodl, once the person is older, we know older people, it's harder to heal, it will not grow back together. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Baruch Huna, Hamatl Mayim Mishtei Mekoymes, if somebody urinates, again, this goes back to something we discussed at the end of the previous year. In those days, the area where the body expels the urine was not the same place from where the zera comes out from the body. So if the urine comes out from the same place that the zera is supposed to come out of, possible. That person is considered a krush shivcha. Amar Rava, so Rava comments, less hilchasa, loika brava, loika abba. The halacha does not follow the son nor the father. Braha damarn, the son is what we just discussed, that he says that such a person is krush shivcha. That is not true. That doesn't disqualify the person. Abba, what is the halacha that Rav Huna, the father, said that we don't agree? Dom Rav Huna, noshim hamusuloloi zubazu. Women who do a lesbian act, psuas lekahuna, are considered a zayna, and a kohen may not marry such a woman. Says the Gemara, the halacha is not that way. Because even Rabbi Lozad, the Omer, pani habpa pnuya, shaloi l'shem ishas, I saw a zayna. If we recall, when we learned the Gemara's back on Daf Nun Tes and Samach Aleph, where the Gemara was identifying who is a Zoyna. And Rabbi Lazar was the most stringent opinion. And he said that even if a single male and female have relations, that woman becomes a Zoyna. Hani mili ish. That's when there were regular relations between a male and a female. Aval isha, if a woman has relations with another woman, pritzosa ba'alma, it's something very unacceptable, immoral, but it doesn't make her into a zayna, and she will not be asa to a kain. However, as the Rambam says, even though the Gemara says it doesn't cause her to become a zayna, it's zicha, it's certainly asa. The pasuk says, k'masi eretz mitzrayim, ashi yitzos misham loisasun. We have to be moral in the way we live, and this is certainly something which is an unacceptable lifestyle. Moreover, the Rishonim say that a kohen gadol would not be allowed to marry such a woman. Because as we've learned, the pasuk says, ki im besulami amov yikach isha, a kohen gadol is only allowed to marry a psula, and this woman who had lesbian relations cannot be considered, and as we learned, a complete psula, and she's not that anymore. Continues the Mishnah. Tzudak of Krushufcha, Bitarim Bagyaris Mishakraris. Even though, as the Pasuk teaches us, the Mishnah is going to quote it in a moment, Layava Tzudak of Krushufcha Bakal Hashem, however, such a person may marry Gyaris Mishakraris, because Einam Asurim Elam Alav Bakal. The only people that are now allowed to marry is somebody who's in the category of Kal Hashem. Shnema Layava Tzudak of Krushufcha Bakal Hashem, and Gyaris and Mishakraris are not considered Kahal Hashem. Ask the Gemara. By the name of Rav Sheshes, Tzuadaka Koyin Mahu Begiyaris Mishachreris. If we have a Koyin who's a Tzuadaka, normally a Koyin is, as we've learned so many times, not allowed to marry a Giyaris Mishachreris. What would be the halacha if he's a Koyin who's a Tzuadaka? Will he or won't he be allowed to marry this woman? Do we say, Bekudushase Koy, he retains the status of a Koyin, the Osir, and he can't marry such a woman? Oy Dilma Lab Kudusha Sekai, he doesn't retain his status of the Kedusha of a Kohuna, Vishari, and he can marry a Giyaris Mishachreris. Amale, Rav Sheshes responds, Tinasua, didn't we learn in a Mishnah, Ptsua Daka Yisrael, Mutta Benesina. A Ptsua Daka, who is a Yisrael, is allowed to marry a Nesina. Nesinim were the Gevoinim. We'll discuss them a lot in the coming blot, who were from the Zion Umas of Canaan, and they fooled Yeshua into believing that they weren't from Canaan and converted on a false pretense. And Yeshua said that they can never be, they should be in Sinim, Shoyave Mayim, Chait Ve Eitzim, the water collectors, wood choppers, and they should not really marry into Klal Yisrael. Now the Pasuk says that a Tzuadak Yisrael can marry such a woman. Now the question is, if Yisrael, even if he's a Betzua Daka, still has the status of a Yisrael, why can he marry them? A Jew's not allowed to marry a Nosin. They're from the Canaanim. Elmai must be that once someone is a Betzua Daka, he loses his status of Kedusha. Ask the Aruch HaNer. We could understand how a Yisraelis is not allowed to marry a Nosin. Because the Torah says, as we've learned, that the child of that Yisraelis will be a Jew, and if that Jewish father will be a Nosin, who's not Jewish, he'll have a terrible influence on his son. But why shouldn't a Yisrael be allowed to marry a Nesina? What are we worried about? The child? The child is not going to be Jewish anyway, because we go after the mother, and the mother's in the Sina. So the Aruch HaNer says an unbelievable teretz. He says, yes, that child is not Jewish, but he has a mother who's in the Sina, who's Avedis Avedis Zara. She worships Avedis Zara. The Torah doesn't want Goyim to worship Avedis Zara either. So we don't want children to be born into the world that will be Avedis Avedis Zara. And that's why the Torah doesn't want them to get married. Amar Rava, says Rava, so the Gemara is saying now, if we see that Betzua Daka is allowed to marry a Nosin or a Nesina, it must be because he's not considered Yisrael anymore. Similarly, a Kohen who's a Betzua Daka is not considered a Kohen. Amar Rava, Ata Hosom, Mishum Kedusha V'Lav Kedusha Hu, it has nothing to do if he is a Yisrael or not a Yisrael. The concern is, Dilma Moila Ben, We're worried that the child will be born, will serve by the Zara, and a Betzur Daka can't have children. But when is that concern? Only when they're non-Jewish, they didn't do Geiris. But if a Nasan does Geiris, Yisrael, Shari. Really, a Yisrael should be allowed to marry that person. Why? He's a Ger. We don't have to worry that the children will be avoided Zara. It's the Rabbanan who were Geiser, that even after the Nasinim did Geiris, we're not allowed to marry them. And as we'll see, there were really three steps in this Gzeira. Moshe Rabbeinu made a Gzeira for his time. Yeshua made a Gzeira as long as the Beis Hamikdash stands. And then David Melech made a Gzeira forever. One may not marry Nesinim, even if they did Geiris. V'chi gozer Rabbanan, when did Rabbanan make a Gzeira? B'hanech d'bnei Eludi. Only people who are able to have children. Aval hai, this b'tzua daka, the la bar Eludi, who's not able to have children, like gozer Rabbanan. Chazal didn't make such a Gzeira. And Rashi gives two reasons. One reason is because it's a milsad l'shchicha. A p'tzudak is not a common factor. And we know throughout Shas, milsad l'shchicha le'goz b'rabbonin. Or Rashi says the whole reason Chazal didn't want us to marry Nesinim is because we're worried about the children. Here we have nothing to worry about the children. The father's p'tzudak, he can't have children. Ask the Klaus Megareva, why are we worried about the children? He's a ger. So the children will be fine. Says the Klaus Megareva. Very timely vart. He says, if a child has a father whose geiris we don't believe was sincere, he's not going to be a good role model. He only became a ger because he had a practical consideration to become a ger. So we have to worry that those children that come from such a family will not be raised properly. Elam Atta asked the Gemara, if that's the concern, Elam Atta Mamza the Bar Ludai, a Mamza can have children. Hokanami the Osir, he should not be allowed to marry an Osir, because they'll have children, and the way we just explained, they'll grow up with a bad influence. Vatnan, we learned the Mishnah, we're going to learn the Mishnah, Mitzashem, Mamserim v'nasurim, Nasinim Matarim Lava Zelzeh. Says the Mar Elchi Goz Rabbonin, Rabbonin only made Xer B'Ksherim, B'Psulim Legoz Rabbonin. Chazal never made Xer B'Psulim, and that's why a P'tzudaka, or a Mamzer, or a Nasin, could all marry within each other, and therefore a Kayin, who's a Betzua Daka, would also be allowed to marry a Nesina, a Giyaris, or Meshacheris. And that's the halacha, that a Betzua Daka Kayin can marry a person who normally a Kayin may not marry. In fact, there's a very interesting machloikis, Beis Meir and Chelkis Machloikik, how to treat a Kayin as a Betzua Daka. The Beis Meir says, as far as whom he's allowed to marry, even though there are many halachas who a kohen may or may not marry, if it's a betzua daka, there are different halachas. Says the Beis Meir, but he's still a kohen. The Chalkas Mechoikik says a very bechidish. The kohen betzua daka loses the entire status of being a kohen. He's allowed to be metama, he's not allowed to duchen, very bechidish. Hadam Rava, then Rava retracted. He said, lav milsahi. What I just explained is incorrect. Because he was explaining that when the Torah says lo yisachatin, that one may marry the Nesinim, it's referring to a situation where the Nesinim did not do geiris. Says the Rava, that can't be pshat. B'yoyisim avdi kechavim, less luchasnis. As long as they're goyim, the words lo yisachatin are inappropriate. You can't get married Jewishly to a non-Jew. Only nisgairu is luchasnes. And what the Gemara is saying is that even though midaraisa, once the nisgairu, still it's also to get married to them, still that doesn't apply to betzua daka. Ask the Gemara, Rav is making now a statement that the word chasnus can never apply by a non-Jew. Because there's no chasna, there's no kedushin with a non-Jew. Ask the Gemara, is that indeed true? Maser Rav Yosef, the Pasuk says, V'yishchatin shloimes bas paroi melech Mitzrayim. So we see that the Pasuk uses the word chasnus with bas paroi. Says the Gemara, Giyura Gair. She became a ger. Ask the Gemara, how could she say became a ger? Didn't we learn, V'loi kiblu gerim, leidim eidovah, v'loi b'mishloimah? In the time of David and Shlomo, there was no accepting of Gerim. Says the Gemara, Midu how tam el shulchan malachim. Why did they not accept Gerim in the time of David and Shlomo? Because we were concerned that people didn't convert with sincere intention. There was a Klai Yisrael was at the height of their success then, and there was a concern that people were only becoming Gerim for ulterior motive. Ha, but the Bas Paroi had a very good life where she was. Ha lo tzricha. And therefore, it must be that she was Mizgayer, and we have no kasha on the Pasuk. Ask the Gemara, v'tepikle da mitzvah rishonihi. There's a different issue. So this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. We're going to be spending a lot of time in the next couple of dafim learning that a mitzvah, the first and second generation, were not allowed to marry. So how could the Pasuk say that he married her? Even if she became a ger, you're not allowed to marry a mitzvah rishonah. Asks, that's how Rashi learns. Ask Taifus, that doesn't mean that the Kedushin is not Taifus. The Kedushin is effective, it's only Chiyav Asay. So the Aruch Lener explains that Rashi will hold that, like Rav Simoi, the Kedushin is not effective even by Chiyav Asay. So the question of the Gemara is, how can we say V'yischatin if there's a Chiyav Asay? That's how Rashi explains. The Ramban and the Rashba explain the Gemara like this. Why would Shlomo go through the process of converting her in order that she could have a kosher marriage? But he's not going to have a kosher marriage anyway. So why go through the bother of converting her? The Taisus and Taisus Shonim go even a step further. He says it's better that they should live non-married. Because Taisus says, you're not allowed to marry. The Pasuk says, Lo Yischatin. You're not allowed to marry a non-Jewish woman. But to live with a non-Jewish woman is not osur. The only time that Isser began of living in outside of marriage with a non-Jewish woman was by the Bezdin of Shel Chashmonai, which came many, many years later. Asks the Tosfos Rishonim, Ayd Halacha is Kanoim Pagim Boy. We know the story from Pinchas, that Pinchas lived with the Cosby Bastur. They weren't married, and he got killed, Cosby Bastur, they killed him. Zimri Ben Solom, Cosby Bastur. Ayd, they weren't married. So the Tosfos Rishonim answers, they're not allowed to live befaresia. They're not allowed to live in public. But privately, if they're not married, is mutter. So the Gemara's question is, why should they get married and have all these problems? He should have just lived with her without any marriage. Ask Rav Shmuel Revzovsky, Gevalda Gekasha. A private person, again, now it's us, we're talking in the times of Shlomo HaMelech, can live with a non-Jewish woman as long as they're not married and doing it privately. The Gemara says it's mutter. Not anymore, in those times. Asked Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, Shlomo HaMelech was the king. There are no secrets by the king. So if he's living with the Bas Paroi, everybody knows. So how can we call it Pitzina? So he answers a chiddush. He says that if she was Mekabel, Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, that she was accepted upon herself, she'll follow the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and they don't get married, and he does it as quietly as possible, it's permitted. So the Gemara's question is, why did Shlomo go through the bother of being megayer her and marrying her, which puts him into an isser? Just live with her. V'chi tema, and maybe what you'll argue, hanech azli la'alma v'hanech echrin inenu, that the mitzrim that the Torah says we're now allowed to live with, we're now allowed to marry the first two generations, are the mitzrim who were there by Mitzrayim when we were Mitzrayim. But all those mitzrim died, and they're not here, so we don't have to worry. So ask the Rishonim, how can we say they all died? Only the ones that chased after Klal Yisrael died. So the Rishonim give two answers. One answer is that the Mitzrim that chased after Klal Yisrael died by the Yam, by the sea, and the rest died in Mitzrayim. Another parrot says most Mitzrim left Mitzrayim to chase after Klal Yisrael. So the ones that were left were only a miut, and they're not something we have to be. They're not people we have to be concerned about. Says, well, it's not true, because the Gemara will prove that the Isser of a Mitzri remained for all generations. Because Otana Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Min Yomin Ger Mitzri, Hayuli Chaver, Mitamide Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yehuda says, I had a friend, his name was Min Yomin, who was a Mitzri. And as we said, and we'll explain it a little more, the halach is that a Mitzri who becomes a Ger, first generation, second generation, can't get married to a Jew. Third generation can. Amr, so Min Yamin said about himself like this, Ani Mitzri Rishon, I'm a first generation Mitzri, V'nosati Mitzvahs Rishonah, I'll marry a woman who's a first generation Mitzri convert, Asila b'ni mitzri shniya, then I'll make sure that my son, who's a second generation mitzri, should marry a second generation mitzris. Because if he'll marry a first generation mitzri, I'll push him up a generation again. Kedei shei ben b'ni, my grandson will be a third generation mitzri, and royal love b'kol. He'll be able to marry into Klal Yisrael. So we see that even in the times of Minyamin, who lived many, many generations after Shlomo, there was still Mitzrim. So what are we saying that the Mitzrim, so how can we say that that she wasn't a real Mitzri? So the question comes back, how and why did Shlomo HaMelech marry her? Amra Papa, Anon Mishlomo Lake of Anasif, are we going to ask questions from what the Pasuk says regarding Shlomo HaMelech? Shlomo lo nasav midi. Shlomo lo nasav. Shlomo never really married her. Midi d'ksibe. Just like the Pasuk says regarding Shlomo. Menagoyim ha-sha'omer Hashem abnei Yisrael lo yisavor b'hem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said about the nations, don't marry him. V'hem lo yavor b'hem, don't intermarry. Ochein, yatu es levavchem achrei elahem, because they will make your heart go after their God. B'hem dovak Shlomo lahava. Shlomo still had relations with them. Ella, so Shlomo HaMelech, again, we don't understand Shlomo HaMelech so well, had relations with these women, and we can't ask questions from Shlomo. But ask the Gemara of a kash of Yischatin. How does the Pasuk use the word v'yischatin if she didn't have geiris? Says the Gemara, Metoich ahav yiseirish ava, he loved her very dearly, mala kosov lov klin yischatin bo. So the Pasuk says that they had a relation as like a husband and wife, but they really weren't husband and wife. Shlomo HaMelech never married her. There was no point. Taisus also goes in, the long Taisus here, to discuss why is there still an Isser to marry a Mitzri and a Mitzris? We know that the Gemara says, Bo Sancherev Bilbel Kola Olam Kulay, that Sancherev moved around the entire world. So one Taisus says, that's not a question on Shlomo HaMelech, because Shlomo HaMelech lived before Sancherev's time. But the question is, how do we have a problem with marrying a mitz? How are we allowed to marry a mitzri or mitzris? So many Rishonim want to suggest that there is no longer an Isser marrying a mitzri or mitzris because the whole world is mixed up. Others say that the Mitzrim were one specific nation that even though Bos and Cherem Bilbes Kol Olam Kulay, they came back to the original land of Mitzrayim. Ask the Gemara, Amle Ravina L'Ravashi, how we say that B'tzua Daka is allowed to marry a Nesina, and the Mishnah specifically only allows him to marry Giyaris and Meshachreris, have a Nesina Asiri. Let's learn the Seif of our Mishnah. The Seif of our Mishnah said, regular Jewish women they may not marry, have a Nesina Sharu. So what do we have here? The Deek of the Reisha and the Deek of the Sefer contradict each other. From the Sefer it seems that they may not marry, they may marry, and from the Reisha it seems that they may not marry. Ela mahal leka mishnah min. Our mishnah cannot be a definitive proof, and Aloch is, as we said, a Betzu Daka can marry, as our mishnah says, a Geyeris, a Meshachreris, and also a Nesina. And similarly, even a Kayan, as we said before, Betzu Daka can marry Geyeris, Meshachreris, and Nesina. There is an interesting shaila to Rishonim. What will be the halacha if a betzua daka can marry a mamzeres? Again, normally we're not allowed to marry a mamzeres, but he's a betzua daka. Here most Rishonim say, because the seriousness of the isser of mamzeres, even a betzua daka may not marry a mamzeres. Says the Mishnah. We know the Torah tells us that a mayavi, we're not allowed to marry l'yava amayni amayavi b'kal Hashem. Says the Gemara, Amoni v'me'avi isurin. We're not allowed to marry Amoni v'me'avi. V'surin isur oilam. And for all generations, somebody who's a descendant of Amoni v'me'avi may not get married into the Jewish people. Avon nekveseim, it's only regarding the males. Avon nekveseim, the females of Amoni v'me'avi, meteres miyad, may get married into Klal Yisrael. And it's interesting to note, as we begin the sugya of Amoni v'me'avi, Mefarshim go back to the time of Avram Avinu. Why is the Torah so upset with Amoni Me'avi? Because as we're going to learn, Amoni Me'avi did terrible things to us. Ashla kidma eschem b'lechem v'mayim. They didn't greet us with food. Ashla sochalem bilim b'ma'ol kalalecha. They hired Bilam to curse us. Avram Avinu was the one that saved them. Because Amramayev came out of light. So what is the terrible sin that they didn't have Akara Sataif? Their whole existence came out because of Avram Avinu. And then they treat Klal Yisrael that way. But the Mefarshim go even a step deeper. We find who were the forebearers of Amramayev? Light and his daughters. We remember the Torah tells us Light's daughters thought that there was nobody left in the world and they had relations with their father to keep the world going, to keep the world populated. So we have two different sets of people. Light's daughters had very, very good intentions. Light didn't have good intentions. He was drunk. That's why the females of Amramayev are accepted and the males are not accepted. Mitzri Vadaimi continues the Gemara. As we just said, that's only three generations. Echad Zachar and Vechad Nekevus. And that halacha applies both to the males and females of Mitzri Vadaimi. Rav Shimon Matas Nekevus Miyad. Rav Shimon says that the females of Mitzri Vadaimi are permitted immediately. Amr Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says a Kavachayma. Kavachayma Advarm. Oma b'mokim sh'osas z'charim isa oylem. If ba'amayni ame'avi, who are osa forever, hitas nekevus miyad, the females are immediately mutter. Mokim shloi osa z'charim, ela tshalushtaris. By mitzvah doimi, would if nails are only osa for three generations, ein adin shenatas nekevus miyad, so shouldn't the females become immediately mutter? Amaloi, im alocha, if you have this as a alocha l'moshe m'sinai, the Kabbal, then we'll accept what you say, because Allah l'moshe m'sinai is Allah l'moshe m'sinai. Vim l'din, but if you're using your kavachayma, yesh tshuva. Then we can answer the kavachayma, as we will learn mitzvah Shem tomorrow. Amalem loy ki halacha ani oimer. This is something that I know as a halacha, but again, Tosfos says, on daf ayin zayin am abeis, not as a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, because if it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, there's nothing to debate. This is what I learned from my rabbis, and they did not have that Messiah from their rabbis. Says the Gemara, Menorah Mili. How do we know that the aloch of Amoni Me'avi is only on the males, not on the females? Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Kroh. Kroh Sholas, Dovah Joitzel Krasa Plishti. We know Golias, famous story, was taunting Klal Yisrael. And he was saying, why do we have to have a battle between the Plishtim and the Yisraelim? I'm ready to challenge, let's see who from Klal Yisrael could prevail over me. And whoever wins, that other nation will have to be subservient. David HaMelech heard this, how Golias was saying this. So he volunteered to go hold battle with Golias. Shaul was the Melech, says the Pasuk. Ukuroi Shaul as David Yoitzel Kras HaPlishti, as he saw David prepared to go fight Golias the Plishti, Omel Avnei Sar Tzvor, Ben Mi Zehanar, who is David a son of? V'yayim Avne, Chai Nefshech HaMelech, I swear, Im Yedati, I don't really know. Says the Gemara, V'loi Yitzat V'yodalei, did Shaul and Avner not know who David was? V'ksiv, V'yaveyu Mi'oid, Shaul HaMelech loved David very much, V'hiloi Noise Kalim, and he was the one that used to carry the weapons for Shaul, because what happened was, Shaul fell into a depression. And they said that he needs somebody to play music for him. And they brought David to play the harp. So what's the question that they don't know who David is? Says the Gemara al-Avur Kamashal. They were asking about the yichus of David. Says the Gemara al-Avur la-Yodalei. Did people not know, did Shaul not know who Yishai was, the father of David? The Ksivi Ish B'mei Shaul, Zokin Boba Anoshim. Yishai was a person that came out with many men. Vam Rav Shaul. V'tamer of Abba Zayishai Avidovid. That pasuk refers to Yishai Avidovid. She nichnas b'lochsa v'yotz b'lochsa. As the Gemara explains in Masech the Brachos, he came out with 600,000 people following him. Others say that he was even greater. If we had 600,000 Jews, he would be the greatest of all of the Jews. So how can you say he didn't know who Yishai was? So the Gemara, hachi kam shol. This is what shol meant. Im peretz asi, im zarech asi. We know that Yishai was a descendant of Yehuda. We remember in the Torah that Yehuda married Tamar and he had two children, Peretz and Zarach. And he wanted to know who was David a descendant of. Was he a descendant of Zarach? Zarach's children would be great people, but they would never be kings. and therefore David would not be a threat to Shaul. Imi Peretz Asi, but if he comes from Peretz, Malkahava. Peretz children, Peretz descendants would be kings. How do we know? Because the name Peretz itself implies kingdom. Because the halacha is, Shamelech Peretz Lasistoy Derech, a king could say, even though somebody has his house, his field here, I want to make a road here. Although the halacha is only if he's doing it for the welfare of the people, not for his own personal needs. They machen biyodai. Im Zarach Asi, so Shaul was asking, if he's coming, if he's a descendant from Zarach, Chashiv Baal Mahava. He's only going to be the nobleman, I don't have to worry him as a threat. If he's from Peretz, he may be a threat. My Tama Amalei Shaulalei. Why all of a sudden is Shaul concerned that David is going to be a threat to take over the throne? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yibel Shaul Esmadov, Shaul put on his clothing on David, Kimidosai. And they fit perfectly. So what's the big deal that they fit perfectly? Says the Gemara, Ksibbe B'Shaul, M'shichma Me'ala, Gevoy Mikol'am. Shaul was very tall. David, we know, is very short. And all of a sudden, Shaul's clothing are fitting David. That's what got Shaul nervous about David. So Mepharshim asks, first of all, what does it mean that Shaul's clothing fit David? Some say that Shaul's clothing, so to speak, shrank to fit David. And others say that David grew to fit into Shaul's clothing. But then I saw a beautiful pshat. What's pshat that David HaMelech had to put on Shaul's clothing? So everybody has their own clothing. He has to wear Shaul's clothing. So the Ein Yaakov says a beautiful pshat. He says that we know that the Malchus was supposed to come from Yehuda. Shaul's Melucha was only a preparation. It was only a step in Malchus based David and Malchus Yehuda emerging. So David put on the Shaul's clothing. He said, your whole Melucha was only a stepping stone to my Melucha. There's another very nice pshat that Mepharshim say. Why was Shaul very concerned about Peretz? Very interesting pshat. It's relevant to Masechet Yevamos. The Gemara says that Kol Melech she'ein bei doifi, any king that people can't say bad things about, ain a melech. Everybody who's a leader, people have what to say about them. We know that Yehuda had relations with his daughter-in-law Tamar. So the first bia, the first active relations he had with her, is 100% acceptable. It's to do the mitzvah of Yibam. The second time, he already did the mitzvah. We know when twins are born, the first child to be conceived comes out second. What happened here was, Zerach was conceived first between Tamar and Yehuda. There was nothing wrong with his conception. It was the mitzvah of Yibam. But the second act of Bia between Yehuda and Tamar was not allowed. There was no longer a mitzvah Bia. So Peretz wasn't perfect. That's why he said, if David HaMelech isn't perfect, that's the person I have to be worried about. Because he's a candidate for the Melucha if I see he's not perfect. Amalei, Doyek HaDomi. So Doyek HaDomi said to Shaul, Achat HaMasholov, Imhagen Hula Malchus Imlav, before you start asking if he's worthy to be king or not, Shom Roy Lover Bekolim Lav. Let's investigate if he's allowed to be married into Klal Yisrael. My Tama, the Ko'asim Rusam Mavia. David HaMelech was a descendant of Rusa Mavia, and Amoyavi were not allowed to take into Klal Yisrael. Amoy Avner Tanina. But didn't we learn Amoyni v'loy Amoynis, my Avi v'loy my Avis? Says Doig back to Avner. If you're going to follow that reasoning, Elamat the Mamzer v'loy Mamzeris. So say only a Mamzer should be also to marry, not a Mamzeris. So Avner answers, Mamzer Ksiv, Mumzor. What's the problem with a Mamzer? He's the product of an illicit relationship. So what's the difference if it's a male or a female? So mitzvah v'loy mitzvah. So Doig says to Avner, so according to your reasoning, only a mitzvah should be also not a mitzvah. Says Avner to Doig, Shani hocha, here it's different. The farish tamid akra. The pasuk itself explains why an amoni and my avi may not be taken to Klal Yisrael. The pasuk says, only a man is supposed to go out to greet. So Doeg says to Avner, Ha'ilam l'kadim anoshim l'kras anoshim, v'noshim l'kras noshim. Men should have greeted the men, the me'avim should have greeted the me'avim, and the me'avos should have greeted the me'avis. Ishtik. So Avner had nothing to answer. Miyad, v'yoymah ha'melech, shal atabem mizah ha'elim. Who is this child? Ask the Gemara, why did Shaul change his terminology? Hosam karlei nar, hachi karlei olam. First he calls him a nar, then he calls him a elim. Says the Gemara, hachi karlei. Halacha nis almamach. You forgot the halacha. You're saying that amoini v'loy amoinis, me'avi v'loy me'avis. You don't know why. Tzal v'shal be'beis medrash. Go ask in the beis medrash, what is the halacha? Shaul, so they go to the yeshiva. And they ask, what is the halacha? Amalei amoini v'loy me'avis, me'avi v'loy me'avis. Ikshalu doig, kol ani kishosa. So doig asked the question, why should we differentiate between men and women? The men should have gone out to greet the men, the women should go out to greet the women. So why are we treating them differently? Ishtiku. So they didn't have an answer. So what we're up to right now is, doig seems to have a winning argument. Why the halacha should be the same for a male or a female, my avi and amoini. And now we'll, Mitzvah Shem, learn tomorrow why the halacha is different.